You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
10 minutes after 9, part 2, every Monday night between 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. That's the Q&A. Of course, the first hour is 8 to 9. Now it's the second hour, 9 to 10. Let's welcome the listeners of Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. Ustad, let's go to Mauritius. Brother Naeem says it's a beautiful night. We're listening to you, Ustad. And he wants to know that what's the latest in Aqsa? Ustad, Haji Naeem.
MashaAllah, our brothers, when we finish 10 o'clock, yeah, it is midnight in Mauritius, but they are so eager to learn. Alhamdulillah, it is the mercy of Almighty Allah. He is punishing the apartheid Zionist regime. The latest in occupied Palestine is, if you go there, we've been several times. So they have there near Tel Aviv, the Mediterranean, and there Allah Ta'ala has made it such, the entire beach is closed. It's filled with tar, and they don't know what hit them. It's the first time in the history of the rogue regime of Israel that they have such a disaster. I told you, and everything, every word, every letter of the Quran Sharif, 100% the truth. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala announced, "Wa iz ta'adhana rabbuk la yab'athanna 'alayhim ila yawm al-qiyamah." That Allah Ta'ala announced that He will send somebody to punish them till the day of Qiyamah. Sometimes they'll be punished by non-Muslims. Sometimes they'll be punished, you must remember, by Muslims. Sometimes they'll be punished by natural disasters, is what you say. So open chapter 7 and verse 167. And this will go on. Ila yawmil qiyamah, right till the day of justice. May yasumuhum su'al adab, that Allah will punish them with the worst different types of punishment. Chapter 7, verse 167. Now they're going to have elections again. Fourth election in 2 years. So become a proper banana republic. So remember, you think the United Quran says no. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. So remember, Allah Ta'ala gave them a favor, a bounty, and told them, see, I'll give you Israel. This is Quran. Allah gave it to them. But then told them in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum, that if you do good, you do good for yourself. Wa in asa'atum falaha. But when you do wrong, like they are doing, what the apartheid and treating the Palestinians like not second class, but third class and fourth class citizens, then Allah will punish you. And remember, you want to read all this, open chapter 17, verses 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and see what Almighty Allah states. For those of you who know Arabic, you should must, this is a must, you must read. Haqa'ikul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya, a masterpiece of a book. So mashallah, they'd read it. Haqa'ikul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyyatil falastiniyya. And you don't know that, then read Jerusalem, the key to world peace by the Islamic Council of Europe. And that's also a very good book. So in that way, you'll come to know. Remember, victory is ours. And the apartheid regime knows. Now they and America also, the relationship is gone frosty. You see, that's the political word they use, frosty. Because Trump is history. Trump's huzu broke again today. So when I say huzu broke, now he must give his, you understand, tax returns and everything has to be made public. So all these things, humiliation upon humiliation. Now the Democrats are in party, so in power. So what they said, we must join Iran. We must have ties with them and all. So all this upsets the Israelis. So all this will continue, you must remember. For us, we say we want peace, but peace must be based on justice. That is the prerequisite. So remember, not justice for Muslims only, justice for Jews, justice for Christians, justice for all faiths. And remember, Muslims showed it. Salahuddin Ayyubi in the year 1187, when he liberated Palestine from the Crusaders, the Christians, then the Christians Christians were so amazed at his justice. Their most important church, Kanisatul Qiyama, which I went to myself, the Holy Safalka. So you must remember the keys of the church is still in the hands of the Muslim. The Muslims open the church in the morning and they close it at night. So that is what Islam stands for. Don't listen to your TV and propaganda and all the stereotypes who say Muslims and Islam are terrorists, we are trigger happy and so forth. That is to confuse you and blow your fuses. They are the masters of state terrorism. You must remember that. So that is what you are seeing in the holy place of Palestine, and Allah will destroy the apartheid regime of Israel sooner rather than later, inshallah.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Mufti Sahib, if I gave my wife 2 talaqs and less than a week later, in her iddah, we slept together, Ustad. What happens in this situation, Ustad?
You gave your wife 2 talaq, and I'm presuming that before that you did not give her any divorce. So the 2 talaq, you must remember, are valid. Quran Kareem addresses this, Surah 2, verse 228-229, you read it and see. At-talaqu marratan fa imsakum bima'ruf. So if you issue 2 talaq, 2 divorces, verbally or in writing, and then during the iddat you take her back, so now you and your wife both regretting, and then you all slept together and so forth. So remember, it means you have reconciled. And now you only have 1 talaq left. So 1 bullet left. If you give that talaq, the 3rd one, then finish. You can't remarry, you can't reconcile. Then long procedure. So you must remember, brother, better look after your tongue and better guard your emotions as well. Imam Abu Hanifa, the genius of his time, used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Swagir wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is small and the crime it commits is big. So I beg you, brother, never ever give another talaq. So you know now the ramifications and consequences. So every time tell your darling, my darling, I love you, my popi, my sweetheart, I'll bring some popos for you. So all that you must tell her, inshallah.
Ustaz, Brother Abdullah from Maputo says that As-Salamu, the giver of peace, or one who is immune from all distresses. Some ulama deny this type of wazifas. They say no basis in sunnah. What is Mufti Sahib's opinion, Ustad?
So you must remember that I told you Quran says chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْءُوهُ بِهَا. So you read the 99 names of Allah, you buy hearted. So that is Quran commanding you. And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Tirmidhi Sharif, both word comes, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You buy heart the 99 names of Allah, you enter Jannah. You read it looking inside, you enter paradise. So we are telling you, we have this yaqeen and conviction that we read the name Ya Salamu, Ya Salamu. We read Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadud. We will not say it is sunnah, but we will say it is totally permissible. So you must remember, these are the Salafis. The Salafis, they don't understand fiqh. You must remember that. Their fiqh is very, very short-sighted. They don't understand. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in 150 after Hijrah. He passed away in 204. That time already he said, you must remember al-fuqaha wa a'lamu bima'ani al-hadith. You have to go to the jurists par excellence and they will give you the profound and deeper meaning of the hadith. So these Salafis, majority of them of this age, they crooked, they don't understand Dinul Islam properly.
Muftab, I suffer from chronic pain. Sometimes the pain is too much. I have to take a suppository, painkiller. In this case, does my wudu break? And also, do I have to make a ghusl, Ustad?
So you must remember, yeah, there are 3 issues. Regarding wudu breaking, wudu will break when things come out of your body. So you must remember, front passage, back passage, all that you go. So that will break the wudu. And second one will be that, what about blood and all that from your hand, from your feet and what? Yes, that also, if the blood is flowing, it will break the wudu according to Hanafis only. Shafi's, Malik's, Hanbali's, the wudu don't break. If it is the blood flowing from your hand or feet and so forth, obviously the blood must be removed, but your wudu is still valid. And remember that regarding fasting, it is the opposite. That wuzu breaks with khuruj, things coming out from the body. But remember, fasting, it breaks with duhul. We eat, we drink, we take medication. For example, you mentioned suppositories. So if a person is fasting and he or she inserts the suppository through the back passage, any medication through the back passage, remember, will nullify the fast and break the fast, and qada will be compulsory. Ghusl will not be compulsory. So just remember these two laws. Wudu normally will break by things emerging, coming out of the body. And not everything. You see a woman breastfeeds. So that breastfeeding does not break the wudu. So remember that. So we spit, you know, saliva. So that doesn't break the wudu. So anyway, you might, most of the time we're speaking about. So anyway, and you're fasting with dukhul, things that enter our body, you understood. But not everything. You take injections, for example, on the hand, on the buttock. So you must remember, your fast is still valid. So these laws are aksari. They work most of the time. They are not 100%.
I see anonymous sister says that muftisab, is it permissible in Islam, in Sharia, where husbands, they hit their wives, and wife just keep quiet just for the children's sake? Ustad, anonymous.
That kind of husbands need a good hiding and a good threshing themselves. You must remember, Quran Sharif taught us in Surah 4, verse 34, وَاللَّاتِ تَخَافُونَ نُشُوزَهُنَّ, where the wives are disobedient. So these are the steps for فَإِذُوهُنَّ. Speak to your wife with love, with compassion. You melt her heart and so forth. Second one, she still doesn't listen. Then وَهَجُرُوهُنَّ, you were to hold the conjugal rights, you don't fulfill the conjugal rights, she must know you're upset on a valid ground, not for haram reasons. Then third one, Surah chapter 4, verse 34. So remember, wadribuhun. Wadribuhun don't mean that the husband hit with his hand or take the belt and the stick, all that is haram. For that, he himself must be punished. If it's our country, our government will put him in jail and whoop him, you must remember. That means he takes the miswak and just step you. Today the doctors themselves, they call it shock therapy and so forth. So remember that is permissible, but discourage also. So what the husbands are today doing, why battering their wives, assaulting their wife, absolutely haram. And my advice, leave all the maulanas and jamiats and ulama. When your husband does that, go straight to the police and lay a charge of assault. Let them put him inside. At least that one thing they are a little bit serious about, gender violence and so forth. So then they will rough him up and they can panel beat him properly there in the jail. So then he'll come out straight like a miswak.
Subhanallah, I like that, Ustad. I like that. I see Walter says, there's a saying going around, AK, where they say that this is the very, very first time in America where from all the presidents, Biden likes the Muslims. Don't you think that's a white lie to the Muslim in America, Ustad?
My brother, we can't be so naive and simple, Simon. You must remember, politicians, 90% Muslim, non-Muslim, Americans, or wherever they are. So you must remember, they speak with a forked tongue. They will come to the Muslims and tell you, you Muslims, you are so good people. And he will quote even a hadith. You know, Biden, when he was on the campaign trail, he said that, Manara, I quoted, you know, Prophet Muhammad, what he said? We say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Manara minkum munkaran fal yughayyiru biyadihi. When you see something wrong, you must change it with your head. And fa illam tastati, so fa bilisanihi, then with your tongue. Fa illam tastati, fa biqalbihi, then with your heart. It means that you must use some idea and some plan, and it's authentic hadith, remember that. Open Mishkat, open Mustan Ahmad and so forth. So they use that. They'll go to the Jews and tell them that, you know, you suffered so much in the Holocaust and so forth. They will go to the Hispanic voters and tell them. So as long as the money flows in, as long as the votes come, then that is the job of the politician. What is politics? What is politics, Walter? Two definitions. Definition one, expediency. Say the right thing at the right time, whether it's the truth or false. That is what it is. That you must make everybody happy, because the masses are asses, you see? To fool the people, number one. Number two, to make the impossible possible. South Africa, from next month or April, we have to pay 15% more for electricity. But where's the electricity money? Where's the load shedding? You see, So petrol, we have to pay more. So all these things are happening. So my brother, we can't be so simple. You must remember that. If any American president is honest and he likes Muslim, we say he must love justice. He must sanction Israel and he must say, Israel, no more assistance to you. Nothing. No arms, no money, no nothing. And when the world votes against you, we will not use our veto. And let that go through in the United Nations. And then tell them that all the areas they are occupying illegally, they must withdraw from that. Then we can say you are talking the truth and so forth. Otherwise, it is just, you must remember, semantics in gymnastics and gymnastics in semantics. You just play with words and make some Muslims fools and idiots.
Mm. Ustad, I had given birth and my postnatal bleeding has continued beyond 40 days. Do I need to make a fresh wudu for each salah, even if there is no discharge bleeding between one salah and the next? Ustad?
Remember, sister, you must remember the first issue. For the postnatal nifas, there is no minimum period and minimum time. And the maximum is 40 days. So you gave birth and now it's 40 days from the time your flower, your baby is born. So that is the maximum amount according to the Hanafi, Hanbali jurists and scholars. We go to the Malikis and the Shafi'is, they say 60 days, okay? So that's the first thing. Now, if you're following the Hanafi school, Hanbali school, so now it's your first baby and now you're going to more than 40 days. So after 40 days, you take the compulsory bath and thereafter you must remember you resume your prayer. That 40 days you didn't pray, that is forgiven. And thereafter you must resume your prayer. Thereafter now, after 1 day, 2 days, there is still some spotting and still some bleeding and so forth. So that is istihad. Istihada means is a hemorrhage. It means you got some problem. So in a case like that, then for every first salat, you make a fresh wudu. So that will be compulsory if you are experiencing. If time, 8 hours, 6 hours, 10 hours go past and you don't have that problem, then with one wudu, you can perform two salat and so forth, provided that the wudu, the ablution did not break. But if you're in doubt, then rather just make a fresh wudu for every first salat.
Let's go back into history, AK. This is Evelyn. She says, let's go back into history. History says that Americans never ever feared Muslims, but Muslims always feared Americans. Is that true or not? Come on, let's be realistic, AK. Evelyn, Ustad.
So why are the Americans packing up in Afghanistan? Who defeated them now? Leave history. Let's speak about present. History, I can give you many examples. That, let's speak of now. You got the firepower. You are the superpower, you say. But you must remember, you can't control one cold wave, one cold spell there in Texas. Your people are there burning their own furniture because of the minus 15 degrees there. So you know the hiding you are catching there in Afghanistan. So remember Trump said all our troops besides few thousand must stay there. So what you doing there in Afghanistan? So the shame and the disgrace for the American regime in Afghanistan. You, Evelyn, you have to read history. British Empire came to Afghanistan. It became their graveyard. The Red Army of Russia came there. It became their graveyard. And now it's your turn, the American regime. You must remember, Muslims, don't fear anybody. You are the ones that are the cowards. You are the ones who murdered 1 million plus Muslims in Iraq based on a lie, and you are war criminals. You must remember, your George Bush Senior said he will never apologize, even when they brought down the plane of the Iranians and they murdered and killed Iranians. You must remember that he said he won't apologize. And then George Bush, this younger one, he came. And he and his puppet, you must say, his sidekick, Tony Blair, B&B. So they came until today. So you'll take on people like that. You must remember, our Palestinians are fighting of your Israelis with American support. And they got stones in their hands. So why must we fear? for us as Muslims is إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ. Either we are victorious or either we obtain martyrdom. But you cannot say that because your love for life is too intense. So remember, sister, if you study the history of America, you have to hang your head in shame. You are the people who murdered the Red Indians. You are the people who claimed that Columbus discovered America. Nay, it was the Arabs before Columbus who discovered America. Go study your history, not with a jaundiced eye, but with justice, my sister Evelyn.
So then when does my zakat year begin? If I get the nisab amount, but during the year, my money fluctuates above and below the nisab value, Ustad.
So today you got 10,000 rand. So you say today is your nisab. For example, today is the first time you got 10,000 rand. So you say today is my starting. So next year on the 10th of Rajab, so you must remember your year will end. So the fluctuations up and down, you don't worry about that. So today you got 10,000 rand. Next year, 10th Rajab, you got 100,000 rand. So you have to pay 2,500 rand zakat. So irrespective of the fluctuations going on during the course of the year.
Well, it's 29 minutes to 10 o'clock. We go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will continue with the Q&A. Stay tuned.